Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 10 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Good Hope. F.F. Bruce once said, "It is because God gives His people good hope that He is the God of hope." Our text for today is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word." Paul, in his second letter to Thessalonica, says that God has given us eternal comfort and good hope through grace. We can have never-ending encouragement because through God's grace, He gives us a hope that is good. To better understand the biblical truths of this good hope, we need a quick study of the New Testament words for good. Two different Greek words are translated as good. One is agathos. This word refers to being good in character and carries the idea of being upright and pure. So agathos means something is inherently good, and it describes the goodness that originates from God's character. Believers are empowered for godly living through the goodness of God. Another word for good is kalos. This word refers to a good outward expression or noble deed. Kalos is sometimes translated as beautiful. Potters would inscribe kalos on their vases next to their names to symbolize that their pottery was attractive and good. So there are very specific uses for agathos and kalos. Agathos is resisting temptation by living in purity, while kalos is providing a homeless man a meal. A person can do kalos without having agathos. Someone who isn't inherently pure can still do something beautiful for someone else. However, if you truly have agathos, it will lead to kalos. When you are filled with the goodness of God, your life will be beautiful and attractive to others. It is a very enlightening thing to see when both these words show up in the same scripture. Jesus Himself made a clear distinction between a good character, or agathos, and a good beautiful action, or kalos. Notice the following scripture and the use of agathos and kalos. Matthew 7:17 through 20 in the ESV. "So every healthy, or agathos, tree bears good, kalos, fruit. But the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy, agathos tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good, kalos, fruit. Every tree that does not bear good, kalos, fruit is cut down and thrown into a fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." So when the root of our tree is inherently good, agathos, the fruit of our lives will be beautiful to God, kalos. So back to our good hope found in 2 Thessalonians 2:16 and 17. The word Paul uses for good is agathos. Our hope is founded on the character and goodness of God. As a believer, you have a hope that is good because God is inherently good. Your hope is as secure as God's goodness is certain. In verse 17, Paul gives an unbelievable twist on the meaning of agathos. After he says that God gave us His good hope, he closes this section of his letter by asking God to comfort your hearts and establish them in every good agathos work and word. Rather than using kalos for the good work, as Jesus does in Matthew 17, Paul keeps the word agathos for good work and word. Paul is making an incredible point. When we have hope that comes from the character and goodness of God, the things we say and do aren't just beautiful. They are established on the righteous goodness of God. And that is some good hope. Here are some questions for you to consider today. Why do people sometimes put more emphasis on their outward good works than on the internal goodness of their heart? How can beautiful works leave you in a bad situation if your heart isn't spiritually good? What are your thoughts on the importance of agathos? And how is agathos hope not only good, but also the best? Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.